Sabrine Kadim from Iraq, poet and journalist and activist. I just like moved here when it was January. You mean I live in Iraq? It's really hot. And I move here in January. To me, it's like dead. Being dead is better than living in the snow. Can you imagine? We don't have snow. Our winter is just raining. And I move somewhere where it's snowing. But what I start like about it is summer. And I like my room a lot. My room, it's like my place. Like I get another root here. I feel I belong to it. I miss my room in Baghdad a lot. My books, my everything, I left it. The Three Rivers to me is just one river. If you read about Iraq or Baghdad, we have in Iraq two rivers, Tigris and Euphrates, and in Baghdad, just one river, Tigris. And here to me, Pittsburgh had this three rivers, which is the Mir Tigris. And also we had a bridge. It's kind of the same structure, and I love it. Everybody say about me, I'm a poet. And they ask me to give them or send them my work to publish it on newspapers and magazines. But till now, I still live this moment. Like, is you honest? Is when you get these fears, you be honest. You can feel things in a better way. You can think about it more. No one born and he's a writer, right? Or engineer, or a doctor, or journalist. People just start do it one day, and then they like it, and do it more, and more, and more, and enjoy it. And then they just didn't stop. Let me say something. It's something you want to, like, do it. Whatever it was, writing, or being a journalist. When I was a child, we wrote in Arabic, but even that, I start kind of different language because my family, they keep read anything and laugh about it. And what I did, I just start hide it away from anyone, just to myself, because I want to do it. It's something you want to do it, so then go direct and do it. This is poetry. It's just to try to describe kind of feeling. But what is miracle is you feel it and you think about it and start to imagine it and describe it by words, right? Mm-hmm. And that's poetry. Basically, I live somewhere when we have a daily attack and you think about miracles. But in the same time, you just say goodbye to someone you like and you never see him again. What really poetry to me is, it's kind of second life. It's kind of a different space. It's kind of something which I can do whatever I want, can meet all people, can make life better, can live my dreams. I can think, I can feel free, I can feel alive with it. Because living somewhere when you couldn't get your daily normal rights of being human and alive or a woman, you can imagine for a while everything is good and beautiful and okay and people love each other, help each other. I want, and a lot of people like me in my country, in different countries, in United States, everywhere, they want this war to stop everywhere and to let people back to their human inside them, and they can be better with each other. Being human is not just being happy. Being human is kind of being care, and being care that mean get hurt, and get hurt that mean being human. It's not just like I have to be just happy or just sad. No, not just we sometimes be sad and sometimes be just like crazy happy. Feel it, because I feel like I enjoy it more than normal people